Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, We Are the Children of God. You know, we are God's children, every single one of us. It doesn't matter what religion, what we are all made in the image of God. God made people, and He loves His people. And He wants every single one of us to go to heaven, including you. And we want you to know the Lord Jesus. We want you to understand His ways, and we want you to know the Word of God. Without the Word of God, we are powerless. And we need God's power in order to survive nowadays. We're reading Galatians chapter 4. I'm glad that you're with me today. And we are continuing to read the Bible in 1 year. And we have until December to complete the Bible. Every day I post the scriptures. And I do make comments about some of the scriptures that we post. Amen. We're in Galatians chapter 4. Our mother city is the heavenly Jerusalem, and she is not a slave to Jewish laws. That is what Isaiah meant when he prophesied. Now you can rejoice, O childless woman. You can shout with joy, though you have never before had a child. For I am going to give you many children, more children than the slave wife has. You and I, dear brothers, are the children that God promised, just as Isaac was. And so we who are born of the Holy Spirit are persecuted now by those who want us to keep the Jewish laws. Just as Isaac, the child of promise, was persecuted by Ishmael, the slave wife's son. But the scriptures say that God told Abraham to send away the slave wife and her son, for the slave wife's son could not inherit Abraham's home and the lands along with the free woman's son. Dear brothers, we are not slave children obligated to the Jewish laws, but we are children of the free woman, acceptable to God because of our faith. Friends, we are children of God. Do you understand that? We need to recognize who our Father is. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our Father in heaven loves us. He wants us to have faith in Christ. He wants us to be His heirs of salvation. And one day we will inherit everything through Christ our Lord and our faith in Christ. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation. Did you know that? You've been chosen. You are a royal priesthood. You know that you are a priest, a holy nation. We're not just America. We are a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We have a calling on our life. You have a calling on your life. You might not know what it is. You might not know the God who has called you. You might not know why you're here on earth. And you might think that nobody loves you. But you know what? God loves you. God loves you so much He died for you. He gave His only begotten Son that you will have eternal life. So you can have eternal life. But you have to do something about it. You can't just say, okay, well, let me sit here waiting until God does something. No, you have to ask Him. He said, ask, seek, and knock, and then the door will be open to you. You have to ask Him. A lot of people have an issue about that. Isn't it amazing? They don't have a problem asking for money. They don't have problems asking for their parents for anything. And wherever they go, you see little kids, they go in the store, they start asking you for everything. Right? They see something they like, they ask their moms, can I have that? And maybe they don't ask, sometimes they take it. But God's way is a way, a better way. He said, ask, and it shall be given. And a lot of men tell me, why should I ask God if He knows my needs already? Why? Because He will not interfere in your life unless you ask Him. He is a gentleman. He's not going to force you to do something you don't want to do. And in this world, He gave the world to Adam, and Adam was supposed to control this world, but instead, him and his wife gave it up to Satan. Who's Satan? The devil. Remember the devil in the Garden of Eden? That same devil owns this world right now. And that owns the God is a respecter of His own ways, His own laws. He will not break His own laws. And so if you need something, you need to ask. And the Bible said, keep on asking till you get what it is that you ask God for. Because God is a rewarder of them that believe in Him. And we are His children. What the Bible says, what father would not give something to their child, to their children? If they ask, they only need to ask. And you know what asking is? Praying. Praying is part of asking and developing a relationship with the living God. I love David, and I can see why the Bible says that God loved David, and He said David was a man after His own heart. Why? He was always asking. He was always in the temple, in the good times and in the bad times. When he knew that God said his son was going to die, where did he go? He went to the temple. And he started sitting before God. And he didn't leave until he got an answer. And he said, God is merciful. Maybe He will change His mind. He didn't. But he knew God is merciful. And he could trust in the Lord God. And you know what? That's how we need to be. We need to ask. Men, you need to ask God. You're the macho. but you still have to ask God. You still have to speak to him. You still have to honor him and give him the glory. He is your Lord. You are the man of the house, but you are responsible to God. Every man hearing me right now, take up your cross and follow Jesus and ask him. Begin to develop that relationship with God. Maybe you didn't have a good relationship with your father. Maybe you never had a good relationship with men. It doesn't matter. You have a responsibility to have a relationship with God, and then you need to bring your family to God. You are responsible to bring your family to God, your wife, your children, everyone that you can infiltrate and become that king that God have chosen you to be. Amen. Friends, if you heard this story, this message that I have today, I'm encouraging you to know Jesus. If you don't know this Jesus, say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to change my life. Give me that humbleness that will seek your face. Take away pride from my life. Take away my macho ideas and think I can manage everything on my own, because I can't, Lord. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. But you can help me, Lord. Come into my life. Forgive me of pride. Forgive me of boasting. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for not being the head of my house and leading my family to you. It's not the woman's job to go and make the children Christians or take them to church. It's the husband's job. It's the man of the house. He's responsible to take his whole family to church. And Lord, whoever is hearing this today, Lord, we ask you, Father God, I ask you, Lord, to change the hearts of men today and let them have that courage and take away the pride that hinders them from seeking your will, Father God. And Lord, we give you glory, Father God. Forgive men today. Forgive us in the world, Father God. Many men are dying in the earth without you, Father God. That's unacceptable, Father God. You have a remnant of men that you will call by name, Father God, and they will serve you to the death, Father God, if they have to. And they will lead their families to you, to the church, to the things of God, and be faithful to you, and be faithful to their wives and their family. And Lord, we thank you today. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, amen.